I guess that remains to be seen. Once in a while, there's a good chuckle here. Other times, there's an outright laugh. Sometimes, we're in a serious moment. And each hour of the Good Day program starts with an overview of three or four things that are going on and the items that you probably want to know more about for today. So we'll get at it. Roberta Fasinelli, having a happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
All right. And then, when's your birthday? Ken Kessler's here. Were you, is it springtime? When's your birthday? I can't remember.
August 27th.
But August, I should trust my instinct, because the first thing I heard in my head was August for some reason. All right, so it is Rich's turn to have time off while he deals with his medical, whatever the situation is, and I don't really know what more to tell you other than he's still in the hospital, because there's no, there's nothing conclusive about anything. Jennifer, is, as luck would have it, has gone this week on a trip with listeners up to Alaska. So here we go with the things that you need to know today. This Arizona woman, her name is, I think is Yanira, is that how you pronounce it? Maldonado. M-A-L-D-O-N-A-D-O. Maldonado, I guess that's the way you pronounce it. Released from the Mexican jail after security footage found that she made no attempt to smuggle drugs onto a bus. But yet she was charged with that. What do you know about that,
Unbelievable
Kenny?
Unbelievable story.
Yeah, all right. Well, you take the lead on it then, Roberta.
No, Kenny can go. You can go, Kenny.
No, absolutely.
After you.
Apparently she was coming back from visiting some family in Mexico. They were riding a bus. Now, why anybody would ride a bus into or out of Mexico is beyond me. That's a whole other question. But they were on a bus, and apparently they charged her with smuggling, I think it was something like 12 pounds of marijuana that was strapped to her seat, underneath her seat in the bus.
She just happened to be sitting in the seat.
Sitting in the seat, and they charged her with smuggling marijuana. And she's a Mormon with, like, I don't know, 7 or 8 kids, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Totally ridiculous. But they were afraid that she was going to be lost in the system, because for a while, she, when they first brought her to the federal prison, they lost her. You know, they
lost her? How do you lose somebody?
Record keeping there isn't exactly that great, and she kind of, you know, they weren't quite sure where she was, and the family was really very concerned. And, I mean, it was obvious this whole thing was a setup, you know. I mean, they got nothing else better to do in Mexico.
But no.
They're finding heads by the side of the road, you know, and stuff.
Right. Yeah. Terrific.
Great, okay. You know, so, executions. Great stuff.
Item number two from the list of things you may want to know more about today, Syria is buying MiG jets from the Russians to go along with the deal for missiles. Now, yesterday or the day before, I remember saying that I had seen somewhere that the Russians had already delivered these missiles, but in fact that's not the case, because they aren't even made yet, and it'll be months in the meantime to get rid of Assad, which is what pretty much everybody in the world wants to do. You got to wonder what the Russians think and the Chinese think, because in terms of world opinion, even though we're not the most loved. See, that's the thing. What we don't realize over here, because the news coverage is slanted, the people in these areas look at us all as the same. That is, the Russians, the Chinese, the Americans, they're all in this because they want to make a buck. That's the way people in the Middle East, they don't think any more or less of us than they do of the Russians. Everybody wants to make a buck. And that's really how these people see us. They don't see us as friend or foe. They just see us as hustlers. And how do you, it's hard to argue against that, right? When you see the Russians are selling to this group, the Americans are selling to that group. So let's all have a big bombastic time shooting, killing, blowing things up, and then meanwhile the military-industrial complex in both of our countries is making out like bandits. And the people over there understand that. I don't know why we don't get it, but they get it. So they're buying MiGs. I don't know how much one of those. 10 of them from the Russians. All right. Let's see here. What else? The ricin-laced letters. Mayor Bloomberg got one of those babies. The president got a couple of them again. But the news media makes a big deal out of this when there's no danger to either of these. These letters would no more get to them than these guys would get naked pictures of who would be good. This the swimsuit model. Who's the latest hot swimsuit?
Kate Upton.
Yeah, right. You think they're going to get naked pictures of her to Bloomberg or to Obama? I got to get those pictures to them. So this is foolishness. All right. Next. Here is a very interesting play on the legalization of marijuana. A couple of different things. I noticed here with interest, well, mostly because we had to deal with it. I'm on the Framingham Town Meeting, and we had to deal with it this week. Last day of town meeting dealt with whether or not there should be restrictions on where medical marijuana is sold in Framingham. Town Meeting voted no. No restriction. You put a shop up, we don't have a problem. We're going to let you put them up, excuse me, wherever you want to put them up. Now, that's not necessarily the case everywhere, but I thought it was interesting that it did work here. But with the now legalization of marijuana, for example, let's take Washington State, all right, where they've legalized marijuana. Dogs are being trained to ignore pot, where they used to be trained to sniff it out. Now they're trying to untrain the dogs so police can focus on other drugs. How in the world do you do that? I'd like to find Warren Eckstein, who's our pet expert, try to figure that one out. How do you do that? That's got to be one heck of a job. You know, you see the police cars all over the place, canine unit, and they've taught these dogs to sniff out marijuana and other drugs. Now they got to untrain them. How do you do that? What'd you say, Roberta?
I don't know how you untrain them.
It just seems kind of strange. I mean,
it's a Warren question.
A Warren, it is a Warren question. Yeah. All right, let's save it for next week. Don't forget. All right, let's see here. What else? McDonald's.
No.
The CEO of McDonald's, who says proudly, "I have a McDonald's hamburger every day," says he lost 20 pounds by working out more. Even though I still want to have my McDonald's hamburger every day, I have worked. He says the problem with people when they eat our food, they don't exercise. The secret to eating and enjoying McDonald's food is exercise. So eat it and then exercise. I'll take a push-up with those fries, please.
I think you'll need a lot of push-ups with those fries.
I just find that, I don't know, I find it amazing and amusing, both those things. Yeah, take a little push-up. All right, so those are things that are going on, a lot of people are talking about. From the Did You Know and Do You Care Department, 15 past the hour, the IRS official, her name is Lois Lerner. Sounds like she should be in a Superman movie, right? Lois Lerner.
Lois Lerner, yes.
Yes. She was in charge of the division that targeted conservative nonprofits, the 501c4s. She was the administrator of the policy. Now, you'll remember last week, she took administrative leave. Basically, she was told, get out. She took the fifth when she was on the stand, so she didn't implicate herself in what she knew. So that means she knew everything, because why would you take the fifth if you didn't know anything, right? Isn't that like when you plead the fifth, isn't that the same as an admission of guilt? Really? Seriously? If you hear somebody plead the fifth, don't you think, that person's got to be guilty, otherwise why would they plead the fifth? Am I right or not?
Yep.
Thank
you. Sounds right, boss.
That's stirring commentary.
Sounds right, boss.
Meredith gets such a big kick out of you. That's right, boss.
That's right, boss. Yeah,
New York accent.
Anything you say, boss.
All right, there you go. So anyway, the hitch to this Ms. Lerner is still getting paid.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's being. You and I are paying her for having screwed up and basically admitting, and so she gets paid. And how many other people involved in these things just get pushed aside, and they are told by their bosses, just be quiet, sit over there, don't say anything, get paid, we just want you out of the spotlight. That's an investigative report waiting to happen. I think at any given time it would be fascinating to find out how many people who have been in jobs that are that they couldn't do, and they've been pushed out of the way, so that they didn't embarrass the people who put them there anymore, and yet they're still getting paid. Who answers for that under the circumstances? Or for any of this crazy stuff that goes on? All right, so food for thought, 17 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. It's not your fault. And you don't have to let these symptoms reduce your quality of life anymore. Because now we have Ambaren. Ambaren is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause safely and effectively. In fact, Ambaren is so powerful, we promise you'll love your body again. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. 1-800-516-7171. And when you call right now, you'll also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40, absolutely free. But you have to call now at 1-800-516-7171. That's 1-800-516-7171.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
Shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yeah. The Hotels.com 4th of July sale. Now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Now, on the Good Day program, I want to underscore how important it is for you to be in touch with us. Any of the ways that I enumerate as much as I can, reminding you how we want to hear from you, because your fingers are on the pulse as well as ours, hopefully, sometimes more so. 888-302-3684. Lady just called to remind us of something that we did mention, I think, on Wednesday of this week. That soldier named Hassan, who is in jail down at Fort Bliss, shot up the fort. What, 22 people were killed, I think, wasn't that it? I think under that circumstance, the guy should be put in jail or throw away the key. He's still being paid. He's gotten $38,000 or $48,000 since he was put into arrest a couple of years ago. His regular pay. He's getting his regular pay, and he's charged with killing his 22, and we all know he did it. So why is he still being paid? Right? I mean, isn't that a legitimate question we ought to be asking?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
How many people worked all year to pay that guy in their taxes?
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Mexico.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Behind it. I have a number of singers here that are connected to American Idol, including Mariah Carey, who, as you may have heard, has made it official. She's no longer going to be on American Idol, even though I think we would all agree she's contributed quite a bit to it over the past year.
Yep.
Also going is Nicki Minaj. I think she was anything. She reminded me of Dirty. She looks like trash to me.
Who, Nicki Minaj?
Yeah.
She actually went to the same school my daughter's graduating from.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Went to LaGuardia High School of the Arts, the Fame High School.
Yeah, right. Well, am I wrong or right about her? This is my feeling looking at her.
I think
her.
It's just her. It's just her, you know, persona, her public persona.
All right, so she's gone as well. So the poll today at DougSteffen.com asks you which previous judge on American Idol would like to see come back again, because that seems to be the thought. Jennifer Hudson is on tap apparently to come next year and be a judge, so they may be looking for three other folks. But then there is the title, the question about which person you'd like to come back in the title role, sort of like Randy, the chief judge. Should it be someone with experience like Paula Abdul, or Jennifer Lopez, Steven Tyler, any of these people? The poll asks who you'd like to see return, whether it be Simon Cowell, Paula, Karen DeGuardia, is that how you pronounce her name? How do you pronounce it? DeGuardia.
She was great.
Yeah. Ellen DeGeneres, who wasn't.
No.
Jennifer Lopez, who was okay.
Okay.
Steven Tyler didn't do anything for me.
Nah.
Of all the people on the list, the only one that I am interested in at all, if I were, I mean, I actually watched American Idol for a while and would be happy to play the comments the next day on the air of Simon Cowell, because I think he's the one that people watched it for.
Yep.
The reason the ratings are down is because he's not there. Now, then you can say, well, what about the X Factor? He's the host of that and the producer, and they're not doing so well either. I think the concept is worn out. Maybe that's the whole. The Voice did well this year for NBC. American Idol did not do well for Fox. X Factor is a summer show, is it not? Doesn't that start in a week or two?
Is it? I don't know.
It is.
Right.
And then there's
it.
What's the other one that's around?
America's Got Talent?
America's Got Talent. When is that on? That's not really just a singing show, though. That's for all
that's
kinds
everything.
Of time,
that's
right?
Juggling and fire eaters and snake charmers. And
right. So that may isn't that the one that Howard and Howie are on? The X Factor is Simon's thing. America's Got Talent is one on NBC that Howard Stern is on, and Howie Mandel and whomever. Yeah. All right. Yesterday's poll at DougStephan.com, should the Redskins change their name? 94% of you who responded to DougStephan.com to that question said no.
No.
The whole thing is ridiculous.
I agree.
And it is. Let's see here. 4% said maybe if other politically correct team names are going to change as well, which is not going to happen. And let's see here. A couple of you said it was offensive. Not many people think that this is offensive. It's not. It's a game, for heaven's sakes. Speaking of games, the longest Major League Baseball doubleheader was played on this day in 1964. At least longest doubleheader to that point. Took 19 hours, 16 minutes for the Mets and the Giants to battle it out at Shea Stadium. First game of the doubleheader set a Major League mark for the longest game. As the Giants beat the Mets 8-6, the game lasted 23 innings and played 7 hours and 23 minutes. And then they went on to the next game. How are you going to sit through for that? 19 hours in the ballpark. I can't imagine that there would be enough excitement to keep you really interested. I think it's a hard... I honestly really think it's hard. I went to a ball game with Meredith, what, a couple, 3 weeks ago, and it was fun to sit there in good seats, watch the action, but you easily get distracted by all the other things that are going on there, and how many people actually pay attention really seriously to what's going on in the game. I think that may be the question. Food for thought, lots of questions, lots of answers coming up here on Good Day.
Al Gore and his ever-hot topic. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
I am Al Gore. I used to be the next president of the United States of America. The Arctic is experiencing faster melting. If this were to go, sea level worldwide would go up 20 feet.
Standing alone on stage, Al Gore has a chilling environmental message in his Oscar-winning 2006 documentary, An Inconvenient Truth. The film is being re-released on DVD, and the issues it raised are just as controversial now as they were when Gore visited our show 7 years ago.
They have found a way to make, and I'm biased, but to make a very compelling and entertaining movie out of this that is getting a terrific reaction, regardless of party, regardless of ideology.
For the most part, you seem to keep the film nonpartisan.
Yes, very much so. And as you say, there are a couple of lighthearted jabs, but that's it wouldn't be authentic if I didn't do that. And some of the Republicans, some of the older guys who were Republicans in the film company, came during the production. We had taken those out, and they said, hey, you ought to put those back in. You don't need to take those out because of us.
Did you ever give thought, for the purposes of a documentary, of giving some voice to people who disagreed with the viewpoint?
Well, you know, the debate's over. There are no credible scientists left who disagree with the global consensus on this. It's not, you know, if we were doing a documentary on the moon landing, we wouldn't give equal time to the nuts who think that it was staged in a movie lot in Arizona.
Gore uses computer images now, but in the old days, he used actual slides.
I gave the slideshow. I went down to Middle Tennessee State University, and I had put them all back in the carousel, and I'd put them in backwards. And I showed it to the audience, and every slide was backwards. And
well, at least it didn't show the glaciers growing.
Right.
That would have been embarrassing.
Right.
The re-release of Al Gore's and
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how?
Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Continue the conversation on the Friday Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Roberta Fasanelli, celebrating her birthday this weekend. Hip hip hooray for her.
Yay
for Roberta. And let's see, Ken, Roberta has all the secrets to getting through menopause. That's what she's celebrating.
Hooray!
For all of those good things. Okay. Here's the latest from Vatican City. You are certainly aware of that being headquarters for the Roman Empire, also called the Catholic Church. So it would be interesting for people to, I hope this will be the case, I was always trying to find things that are of interest and importance. Did you know the Vatican had a bank?
Yes, and their own post office as well.
Yep. And the bank apparently seems to be the headquarters for most of the drug cartels and other businesses that don't want their money tracked. The Vatican's bank is trying to be what they say as a pillar of transparency. However, by the way, the bank is inside the Vatican, right beneath the headquarters, the office of the president has a painting in it depicting a gospel lesson: render unto Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. So this new pope is what, in 3 or 4 months, didn't he get elected in February? Was it in February?
Something like that. Yeah.
Early March.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, when anyway. The transfer happened.
So the old pope wanted to protect the privacy of the Vatican Bank. New Pope says not so fast, because apparently the bank was founded in 1942 during World War II to protect the assets of lots of wealthy Italians who were worried that Mussolini was going to grab everything, because he pretty much did grab everything. Didn't he, for the war effort? I think Mussolini grabbed everything, anything and everything. And so people put their money, they hid it away in the basement of the Vatican. And since that time, the Vatican Bank has been under increasing pressure from European officials to shed its reputation as being an offshore haven for all of the crooks in the world to put the money. What is wrong with this other than the obvious? The Catholic Church is supposed to be a pillar of the kinds of things that we all think are decent, right? Some kind, there's a reason to think when it comes to scruples that the Catholic Church or any religious organization would be at the top of the heap. And yet they've been, the Vatican Bank has been the place of choice for people who really wanted to hide their money to hide it. And you had to know somebody on the inside. So the corruption that was there versus what is supposed to be moral and ethical. I don't understand this. Am I naive? Yeah, you think I'm naive. You've always said you thought I was naive.
Yes, you are naive, Doug.
But in terms of why wouldn't you expect to have propriety, is that the right word, at the top of the scale here when it comes to the church that presents itself to its members as the one true religion? What's moral and ethical about having money in the Vatican Bank from every crook and murdering thug and drug dealer in the world?
Well, what's moral about Mexico having that, or Colombia having that?
They're not saying that they're not presenting themselves as a religious organization.
Well, the Vatican, you may think it's a religious organization, but it is a separate country. It's a separate country, Doug. It's not part of Italy. Vatican City is a separate country. They have their own banks. They have their own currency. They have their own post office. Most people don't realize that. The Vatican is not part of Italy. It is a separate country.
Well, I just find it troubles me. And people who say, well, you always take every opportunity to take a shot at the Catholic Church. Why not? In this circumstance, it would seem to me to make good sense to at least tell people who are Catholics didn't know this. Hello, ding, ding,
hello.
ding. Yeah. All right, so here we have Charles Ramsey. How many people remember Charles Ramsey?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Ramsey, according to a story that we have trending at DougStefan.com today, after we know he helped Amanda Berry and all the women at Cleveland House of Horrors, he was offered free hamburgers for life by McDonald's.
Cleveland House of Horrors.
Wasn't it McDonald's? It was a McDonald's hamburger.
It was some of the hamburger joints. Yeah.
Oh. A group of local Cleveland places.
All right, anyway. So the restaurants banded together to offer him free burgers. Many of them are naming burgers after him.
Mm-hmm.
Including the restaurant where he works.
And he's saying, no can do.
Right. He says, I'm not doing this. Why would they let them use my name? Just because they offered him free burgers for life.
And he said no.
Well, his lawyer, now he's got a lawyer.
Okay, he has to have a lawyer. Of course he does.
Yeah, it's like winning the lottery. His lawyer says, Ramsey wants everyone to know that he does not endorse the consortium of restaurants who are offering Ramsey burgers or who are promoting that Ramsey can get free burgers from them for life. So the question is Mr. Ramsey ungrateful for these honors or is he concerned about his health?
You know, this is the same guy who took the reward money that he was supposed to get and gave it to the victims. He said he didn't want it. He gives reward money to them.
There's something very interesting about this guy. He sort of reminds me of the homeless guy that was a radio announcer.
Oh, yeah.
Remember him?
Yep.
Yeah. And he was a drug addict, had a lot of problems.
What happened to him? He got some opportunities.
He did.
Right?
He got a job. Yeah, he was working. He had two or three radio jobs. He actually got a job working on an AC station somewhere. I don't think it lasted too long. But under the circumstances, he, with all the notoriety, you're sure sooner or later to get something out of it. This guy Ramsey's no dummy. He's interested in keeping people from cashing in on his name. His lawyer, who is an intellectual property lawyer, is fighting an online video game called Burger Bash.
Uses
Ramsey's image.
Horrible.
And Ramsey is disgusted by the game, which apparently depicts him and Mr. Castro throwing burgers at each other.
Unbelievable.
Story at DougStefan.com.
Food fight.
Ah, people are amazing. Good Lord, people are amazing. All right, I think we ought to have, oh, it's too late, though. I was going to do a 2020 news quiz, but I'm looking at the wrong side of the hour. In a moment, the story of Grumpy Cat. Grumpy Cat is an internet star, is she not? Is it? This is a male or a female cat?
Yes, I see that. I don't think it, I don't think they specify.
What? Whether it's a male or a female cat?
Yeah. What is it? Grumpy.
They call the cat tartar sauce. So.
Really?
But that doesn't really clue us in as to well, but I, it's I a think male if, or female.
If, no, but if it's a grumpy cat, it's probably a female.
Duck.
What'd you think? Huh?
Shut up.
And older.
Probably safest not to answer that.
Somebody's going to come in here and throw something at me in a minute. I can almost
count. I think so.
All right. Let's give that opportunity a chance to materialize. In the meantime, how's your hair? Is your hair doing well? You like your hair? Is it looking its best? As summertime is here and the listening is easy. Right? Summertime, and the living is easy. May I help you with your hair? Provia Natural Hair Thinning Treatment tackles the three main causes of hair thinning naturally, quickly, and, if I do say so myself, with brilliant results. With Provia, you can put thinning hair behind you. It's safe. It's natural. It cleans the pores out in your hair to let the new hair come. Well, it's actually not new hair. It's hair that's been there, but because you use bad stuff on your scalp, it plugs up the pores. Provia opens them up and lets the hair grow again. Plus, there's a treatment in there that will make your hair, you know, they have the volumizer, the shampoos that make your hair seem thicker and richer. So that's what this is all about as well. So, you not only have the hair coming back into your head, but you also have the hair that's there looking better. Women really, really love this product. Provia, working for both men and women, but I'm betting that there are more women who are going to call this number right now than men. 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319. And if you mention Doug Stefan, you get a free month supply of Provia. Plus, you get free rush shipping. Plus, you get an extra luxury gift. And so, it pays to be listening to Doug. 800. Listen to your Uncle Dougie. 800-525-8319 for Provia. Best thing is, it's really great for your hair. 800-525-8319.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Are you ready to kick some abs?
Maybe.
Warrior Core starts in 10 minutes.
What's Warrior Core?
We basically throw huge tires around for an hour.
Woo! Trendy gym classes would make tire shopping sweatier, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center with online scheduling, extended hours, and all the best brands. Plus, members get $150 in points with the purchase of four Goodyear or Mighty Road Handler tires. This is convenient. This is Sears Auto Center. Offering 6-1 installation requires C-store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopperway.com.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Individuals who suffer from stress-related headaches, fatigue, or gray hair can add yet another physical symptom to watch for, stress-induced skin problems. Dr. Doris Day, celebrity dermatologist.
Mental stress is now known to have profound impacts on the skin, with short-term effects such as redness, blotchiness, and tired skin, and the long-term effects of premature aging. To treat the many symptoms of stressed skin, I recommend a new product from Kiehl's, the Skin Rescuer Stress Minimizing Daily Hydrator. It's actually limiting the release of stress signals so they don't manifest visibly on the skin. And this is due to an ingredient called Rosa Galica. What this ingredient does is it minimizes the inflammatory response of your skin to stress. The Skin Rescuer product is the first of its kind. It's what I call a category creator and is specifically designed to address both the symptoms and the root causes of stress on your skin.
To learn more about stress and skin and find your own healthy skin routine, visit Kiehl's.com.
Switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network and get a free Samsung Rugby 3. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, and flexible network technology. With AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service. Strong phone, stronger service, unbeatable offer. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer, free phone on new activations only. Requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
13 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler. Come on, Kenny. What's going on at the various and sundry social media sites that we have put forth so that people may express themselves?
Lots of reaction to the conversation we were having earlier about the California State Assemblyman who wants to make it legal for illegal immigrants to serve on juries.
Do we have that on the trending box at DougStiffin.com?
Not yet, no.
Let me put that up there. Yeah, all right, so what are people saying? Let me, shall I give the background? Let me just quickly, there's a an assemblyman who has set forth yesterday a bill, a proposal, to make it okay for illegal immigrants to serve on juries. Yesterday or the day before, we were talking with Roberta about how somebody running for mayor of New York wants to make it okay to have illegals get driver's licenses in New York. And now this, add insult to injury. Good God. So what are people saying?
Yeah. Laura says, we need to start treating them like illegal immigrants, not citizens, or get rid of our illegal immigrant laws. It's such a joke.
Mm-hmm. It is. All right.
Jay says, would they allow any of this in their home country? I think not.
No. So how is it that we've gotten to this point here? You got any other good ones?
Yeah. Nathan says, the common sense answer is no, of course they shouldn't. Is this just another method of garnering votes? I can't see that you'd be getting a lot of votes for giving somebody jury duty.
I wouldn't have thought. Hmm. I would have thought it would be done at the peril of this guy's career.
Yeah.
Political career. Anyway, all right, any other good ones?
Joel says, quite simply, hell no, they're here illegally. I bet they're allowed to have a weapon magazine with a higher than a 7-round capacity, too.
Allowed to, or just have them anyway. Hmm. Channing Tatum, you know who he is, Roberta, right?
Yes.
The actor who's interviewed in Cosmo this month. Talking about his washboard abs, but apparently when he was younger, the reason he got into fitness in the first place is because he loves food so much, and he was 30 pounds heavier than he is right now. And from time to time, when he's not making a movie, he gains 25 pounds or so. Now, he says, I feel like I have to do a chess movie that requires very little movement at some point, so I can just eat pizza and play chess on the beach all day. That's the guy, this kid, my son knows him, and he's a very good kid, loves his wife. He's been doing, on average, the last few years, 5-6 movies a year. Pretty much every movie, every time you turn around, this kid's in the movie. And it is because he has that look. Women love that look of his. That's really how he's made it. And he, I'm sure, doesn't care. As long as they keep coming to see the movie, he keeps getting paid $4 or $5 million for the movies he's in. Speaking of that, Grumpy Cat, the Webby Award winner for the Cat of the Year, has landed herself a movie, so we found out that it's a female. Deadline.com reports, we have the story at DougStiffin.com. She has reps, by the way. The reps have teamed up with the studio responsible for Paul Bart, Mall Cop, and Jack and Jill for a movie that will feed off of this merchandising and social media presence. Now, this shows you how clueless I am. I don't know anything about this cat. Is this, she's a big deal, Kenny, on social media?
Yeah, huge. There are these, you've probably seen these pictures. Lots of people post pictures called memes.
Oh,
and she's the star of them all over the place.
All right, got it.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Theme from the movie of the same name. Clint Eastwood starred in that movie, Every Which Way But Loose. He's 83 today, so we mark his birthday, one of the great, as far as the last century is concerned, the 20th century into the 21st century, Chucker. We have to give this guy a lot of credit. He's really been able to figure, as the movies changed, he changed with them.
He did, that's true.
Really an accomplished award-winning director and producer. I guess the best line, the one we remember more, if there is one, it has to be, make my
Go
day.
Go ahead, make my day.
Go ahead, make my day. Don't you think?
That was from Dirty Harry, the fourth one.
The one movie I pick, not the movies everybody else does, I liked him in the Iger Sanction. I liked him in Firefox. I've never really liked him as the... I mean, I think that you enjoy some of the old spaghetti westerns, but I've never enjoyed him as a cowboy. I like him as Harry Callahan. I like him...
I agree with you.
Yeah, I don't... his cowboy stuff doesn't do it for me. But him and The Bridges of Madison County, what a wonderful movie.
He's really good in that film.
Yeah, really
As far as a director, I'm a big fan of Million Dollar Baby, which won the Oscar for Best Picture. I thought that was a terrific movie.
Yeah, he's a true icon.
He is a true icon. If you want to use the word icon, he's no doubt an icon in the business.
Right. All right, so let's contest today is, as you might expect, about a Clint Eastwood movie. We're going to play three clips from it. First person that calls us at 888-302-3684 with the name of the movie gets the prize. Here we go with clip number one.
never knows how you come across somebody once in a while you shouldn't have messed with. That's me.
All right. His voice lately has become very gravelly.
I love that movie.
Whatever. Yeah, that's a good movie. Yeah, it is. It's quite a good movie, actually. Good story. Here's the second clip.
Cheers, Zeal. You stay with me, because if I have to come back here again, it's going to be ugly.
Got it yet? 888-302-3684. Here's the last clip.
Get off my lawn.
I thought that was the... What does that remind you of? What other movie... Get off my ship. Remember Harrison, my plane, when Harrison Ford throws his face out of the plane? All right, so what's the name of that movie? 888-302-3684. Swell Price, the person that identifies that Eastwood movie. 888-302-DOUG. We have movie news. The movie's coming out this weekend in just a moment with Chuck.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Chuck Curry has movie news with a focus on the movies coming out today.
Two movies opened nationwide, Doug. M. Night Shyamalan's new sci-fi action film, After Earth, with Will and his son, Jaden Smith. The film's film's opening to mediocre reviews and is tracking at just $36 million opening. Mm. What does that mean? It basically means this is going to be the first big summer tax write-off for the studio. It's going to lose money. Also opening is a heist thriller titled Now You See Me with actor Jesse Eisenberg of Social Network fame, Morgan Freeman and Michael Caine. I was tracking at around a $23 million opening. So I would say Fast and the Furious 6 will remain the top movie this weekend. One other bit of tracking news, Man of Steel, Warner Brothers' new Superman movie, tracking at a $108 million opening when it hits theaters on June 14th, which is a very solid number. Of all the films opening in summer, Doug, I'd say this is the one I'm looking forward to the most. I'm
really?
A big Batman, Superman fan. Yeah, I love Superman.
I think it'll be a good movie. I'm looking forward to it, too. All right, Jason, is that your name? Lynchburg?
Yes, sir.
All right, what's the name of the movie?
Gran Torino.
Yes, sir. You liked the movie, right?
I loved it. I probably cried the first time I saw it.
I know. I think you're right. I did, too. All right, you get the prize, sir. Hold on just a second. Chuck, I have a marvelous week.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.